Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this audio is a follow-up to Libra, as I promised, is on judgment. One thing to know is that at the particular time of this recording, in September of 2011, this Saturn is in Libra. And Saturn is associated with the judge or the critic, having to do with the rules and the structure of our reality. One of the ways that we look at Saturn is as that judge, or sometimes it's the inner critic, the one that judges, the part of ourselves that judges ourselves for not being good enough, or not being smart enough, or not being talented enough, or not being something, or being too lazy, or not, whatever it might be. So that you, there's these voices of judgment that can happen within us, and Saturn is usually the one that we associate with that piece. There's also aspects of judgment that can be connected to the Libra mysteries as well, and how we live in balance with life, and the scales of justice have often been associated with the Libra archetype. So what we are judging in our relationships, what we're judging in our relationship to the world, is it good? Is it bad? Is it evil? Is it something that we support and are feeling good about, or is it something that we have a judgment about? And this really comes from our belief systems, and our collective belief systems, sort of the paradigm that we live in, or the collective cultural belief system that we live in right now. And so I thought it might be interesting to start out with a definition of judgment. There's several definitions. So there is the aspect of judgment that has to do with our cognitive abilities, our ability to determine whether something is good for us or not so good for us or dangerous. And because judgment has become something that is more the image of the judge who is maybe sitting in the courtroom and is going to decide the fate of someone. And hopefully they can come from an objectivity, and to be able to, you know, decide based on the evidence and, you know, do a fair job. That is something that Libra is very interested in, how to be fair, how to work in a way that is fair for everyone. That is the ultimate essence of Libra. We could say the shadow of what has been happening is that there are certain rules for the elite people. There are certain rules for, the rest of us. and, you know, if you have a lot of money, you might be able to bend the rules so that you're not having to follow them in the same way everybody else does. So that the essence of judgment and how this affects us is an interesting sort of exploration. Another way we can think of the judge is God. And sort of in a lot of the religious traditions and some of the rules that we find in these religious traditions would say that if we don't follow certain rules, we may be punished eternally after we die. We may be sent to, you know, a place of, like a hell realm. Or if we're really good and we followed all these rules, maybe we'll go to heaven. And so there's this experience of God as the judge. And ultimately, my sense is that God or the divine or great spirit or great mystery doesn't judge any part of its creation. It just is what it is. If we think of justice, just is what it is. And that, you know, we have opportunities to learn, but we're never going to be ultimately punished for an eternity. And yet, because this has been so pervasive in the collective reality, there can still be that sense of when we hear those voices of judgment coming from whether we're following those rules or we're being successful according to certain rules or standards. And this actually can be something that interferes with our relationship to God, Goddess, Great Spirit, Great Mystery, to the Divine, because we have those self-judgments. We have those voices of judgment that are coming from the voices that say we're not good enough just the way we are, we're somehow failing, we're somehow not living up to whatever God would be expecting of us. Plus, there's also the rules of society, we could say politically speaking or socially speaking, that there are certain standards that that the society has, and if we're not living up to those particular standards, we're not good enough, or we're not successful enough, or we're not productive enough, or whatever those rules might be. And revisiting the audios on the doing addiction can be helpful to flesh out more of that piece. But the idea here is that these rules, that most of the rules that have been designed by, say, the social structure, the political structure, the religious structures of our reality, are really designed to manipulate and control. And if we think about, if we need rules to live by, perhaps the new paradigm and moving into a new way of moving beyond judgment, because whenever we judge somebody, we put ourselves in the position of, you know, someone who's superior. So if we think someone's not living their life correctly, or that somebody's done something terribly wrong, it was interesting that this summer there was the Casey Anthony trial, and how many people wanted to see this woman punished for killing her daughter, because I believe she killed her daughter. And rather than look, you know, maybe looking at the situation as a young woman who was in desperate need of help and support, that she could even be driven to consider such an act, much less commit such an act. Where's our compassion? Where is our ability to forgive and to, you know, help to change and transmute and transform these kinds of things, rather than to judge them and just want to punish as a result? So moving past judgments that we have on other people, what we project onto other people. I actually read a brilliant article. Someone was saying that for people who feel like they've been a bad parent, or maybe doubting their parenting ability, they're projecting all that fear and all that unresolved emotion onto this person, onto this young woman, as a way to relieve themselves of that guilt and that fear. So in essence, really, we could say that's what judgment is. This is what we're talking about, this type of judgment. So moving beyond the good or bad, moving beyond the duality, and looking to how do we, be in a place of love and acceptance and compassion, moving beyond the sort of limitations of what judgment is about. And I feel like Saturn in Libra is an opportunity to do that, because it affects all our relationships. It really limits our relationships. If we have an expectation, if we have certain rules that we want people to live by, and they're not living up to those rules, or we can't even ourselves live up to those rules, then we want people to behave in a certain way. We want ourselves to behave in a certain way. There's going to be a lot of challenges in terms of disappointment, in terms of feeling not good enough, and really fueling those judgments further. So if we can live from a place of maybe following one rule, or maybe not even considering it a rule, but just to think that whatever situation we encounter ourselves in, whatever people we might be encountering, if we can choose to come from love, if we can choose to be the essence of love and compassion and forgiveness in that situation, if we can express love, if we can serve love in everything that we do and say and think and and when we find ourselves not doing that, rather than going into judgment and beating ourselves up and thinking we failed, just coming back to that place of forgiveness and compassion and love, in a sense, it's kind of surrendering our expectations of certain rules and certain ways of being, and then trusting that this divine essence, this part of who we all are, none of us are separate from the divine. It's always there. It's always present and underlies everything in creation. And, connecting with that all one principle, connecting with great mystery, and releasing our expectations and attachments to outcomes or results means that we are being released from the limitations of judgment. how judgment can limit our lives, our experience, and so on, and expand us into the place of being more connected to having greater relationships, being able to relate to people by accepting who they are, by loving who they are, even if we don't understand it. One of the things I love about shamanic astrology is oftentimes when we look at a person's chart and we see what their challenges are, we see what the archetypes are working with and what the difficulties are in trying to integrate and manifest and to be in harmony and living the intention of their life, what the challenges are, especially when the culture is judging against that, it gives us a ability to really be compassionate, to really just look at things in a whole new way and to expand our context for what is valid ways of being in the world. We have many different ways of being human, and some of them have been honored and some of them have not. And so when we can get past our judgments and honor all the different ways of being human, and come from that place of love, then we move past these limiting judgments and become free to really live in the space of love.